The Ashland Independent Film Festival opens a week from tomorrow, and we're spending time visiting with several of the film creators and their subjects. Right now we get both. Rob Ryers is the subject of the documentary short True Believer. Rob is a Christian pastor who ran for Congress last year as an independent. In deep Republican Arkansas, he ran in opposition to Donald Trump. Rob joins us along with Josh Gleason, who co-directed the film with Sarah Colt. So, Rob Ryers, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi there.
Josh Gleason, good to have you here as well.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So, Rob, let's start with you. Tell us about yourself and what propelled you into politics last year.
Yeah, thank you. I like a lot of people, I woke up the day after the 2016 presidential election just kind of absolutely horrified at what we had decided to do as a country. And I had the sense that I needed to do something personally. I needed to get involved in some way. And I didn't know what that was. I didn't know what that would mean, but I had the sense that I couldn't just kind of sit on the sidelines anymore and not raise my voice about my concerns about the direction, not just of the Republican Party, but of the country as a whole, because of the Trump administration. And so I kind of sat with that feeling for a couple of months, and then I came home from work one day, and my wife had listened to a podcast with the founder of an organization called Brand New Congress that was recruiting regular people to run for office all over the country. And she held her phone out at me, and she said, "You've got to listen to this. You've got to do this." And there was something about her earnestness that made me kind of pay attention and think, "Oh, well, maybe I should take this seriously." So I ended up listening to what Brand New Congress was up to, and eventually got a call from them, and that began my run for Congress here in Arkansas's 3rd District.
Had you ever run for anything before this?
No, not at all. I was really interested in politics when I was a teenager, and actually thought that would be the direction I would go. But when I ended up in Bible college and decided to become a pastor instead, and then it was interesting to see how kind of this path wound back around to me.
So, Josh Gleason, how did you and Sarah Colt latch onto Rob as a film subject?
Well, I mean, as Rob was trying to figure out, like I think a lot of people, what they were going to do after the 2016 election, you know, we were reading stories about people who were gearing up to run for office for the first time, newcomers to the political process, and were very interested in telling the story of what it's like to go through that process for the first time, and what we can learn about our political system and our electoral system by following a candidate as they navigate those things for the first time. And you know, we started with a really, you know, wide angle on this. I mean, we were not attached to any particular candidate. It was an idea that we had, and so we started looking for a candidate that we were interested in and were interested in following through the entire course of their campaign. And there were a lot of stories at the time being written about people who were getting in on the Democratic side, for good reason. I mean, there were a lot of people, a lot of Democrats, who were getting involved in politics for the first time. But that story felt like it was being told. And so we looked for a story that was different than the one that was being told, something that we thought could bring something new to the conversation and reveal something different that wasn't just about this familiar narrative of a Democrat taking on Trump. And we read about Rob's campaign, and we read about Rob's background. He has a fascinating backstory in terms of his life's journey, and we're really interested in his approach because his campaign, because it was always more complex, more nuanced than just taking on Donald Trump and running against Donald Trump. And because Rob was a very different kind of evangelical Christian from the ones that we commonly hear about in the media. And, you know, we heard over and over again that evangelical Christians had supported Trump in large numbers, but Rob himself is an evangelical Christian who did not, and has a different take on evangelical Christianity than perhaps the mainstream evangelicals do. So all of those things made us very interested in Rob, and we decided to, with his permission, thankfully, to follow his campaign pretty much all the way through, shortly after he announced, all the way through the primary.
The result is the short film True Believer, a 23-minute film coming to the Ashland Independent Film Festival next week. Josh Gleason, you just heard, is the co-director with Sarah Colt. We also have with us the candidate himself, Rob Reyers, who is the focus of the film. Questions and comments from you, welcome on the Jefferson Exchange. Join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So Josh was just talking about your life journey, Rob. It is a bit different. You were a fundamentalist pastor, but you changed direction. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I woke up not long after my 30th birthday and had this sense of, like, you know, all the answers that I had been given just kind of stopped making sense. And I went through, like a lot of people do, a crisis of faith, a faith shift. I eventually kind of coined a word to describe it, a fundamorphosis, where I had to reevaluate everything that I was given in fundamentalism, and realize that for me to continue being a follower of Jesus, I'd have to find a faith that was more interested in mystery than certainty, a faith that was more about justice and generosity than making sure everybody thinks the same way and acts the same way and believes the same way. And you know, it cost me a lot. I ended up, we had to leave the denomination that I grew up in and had to leave the church that I was pastoring. But all that was good and fine. We moved to Arkansas about 13 years ago to start a new church, and a church that I joke that the church that I would go to even if I wasn't being paid to be there. And so we started Vintage Fellowship about 13 years ago, and it's our most favorite place in the world. My wife and I co-pastor the church, and we absolutely love it. But that journey from fundamentalism kind of helped me understand and continue to understand the kind of the mindset of a lot of religious right voters, because that's what I grew up with. That was my mindset until you know, over time a number of things changed for me.
So somebody who's clearly been thinking deeply, Josh Gleason, as a filmmaker, how do you put deep thinking on the screen in 23 minutes?
you edit really intensively for an extended period of time. It's a process. I think, you know, for our film, which is a Verite film, what's critical is that, you know, we were present throughout, you know, the course of Rob's campaign as much as we could as observers. So just filming with him and the people working on his campaign and the people from his church, you know, for days at a time, and just capturing things as they unfolded. And so I think that allowed us to bring the kind of richness of capturing the real experience for Rob in real time, and of his family and the people working on his campaign, of what it was like to run a campaign. And you know, hopefully by doing that, we were successful in bringing nuance and depth to that story.
We have a clip to run from the trailer for True Believer. Again, a 23-minute short about an evangelical pastor in Northwest Arkansas running for U.S. Congress, counter to what a lot of other evangelicals felt about President Trump. The first clip, the first person you hear in the clip is not Rob. The second one is.
We're praying for our President of the United States, God, and Vice President Pence, God, that you'll help them through this time of turmoil, God, that you will continue to be with them.
It's frustrating to me as a Christian to see evangelicals vote overwhelmingly for Trump. For me to be on the ballot, it costs $15,000.
I don't have any idea if my version of Christianity is going to resonate with voters. We're going to find out.
Well, we should point out you're not a member of Congress now, Rob Reyers. So there's that. But what about the rest of that? I mean, did you find some resonance with people even if they didn't vote for you?
Yeah, absolutely. It was my run for Congress was always a long shot, and we didn't have any delusions about that. It's a really interesting thing to campaign because you go through, you knock on door after door after door and you talk to person after person after person who is supportive and encouraging to you. And you start to think, oh, I might win this thing. And then, reality sets in at other points when you recognize, oh, yeah, this is still a tremendous long shot. But one of the things we wanted to do was to represent the fact that evangelical Christians, Republican voters, people in general are not monolithic. There's, when we paint with too broad a brush where we just say, well, all evangelical Christians think this way or all Republicans think this way, we fail to recognize that there are counters to the conventional wisdom. There are minority reports that exist out there that tell a different story that are really important. And my campaign was about trying to give voice to the fact that not every Republican and not every evangelical, white evangelical, is okay with the direction that the president is taking the country. And we wanted to give some voice and give some representation to that fact.
The film is called True Believer. Rob Reyers is the focus. He's a pastor in Northwest Arkansas, ran for Congress. The co-director is Josh Gleason with Sarah Colt. Josh is with us. And the film will be at the Ashland Independent Film Festival next week. Josh, what were some of the surprises as you watched Rob's campaign unfold?
Yeah. One of the big surprises, which you heard in that clip, was that Rob, in order to be on the Republican ballot in the primary, had to pay $15,000 to the Arkansas Republican Party. And that was just sort of really shocking and surprising for us and really kind of became a very important part of the story in terms of representing a major obstacle and a barrier towards someone who coming from outside the process without, major donors, corporate donors to get involved. So I'd say that was one of the most surprising things. But, there were other, smaller moments along the way, just sort of very, very human moments that I think hopefully we captured about just the emotional ups and downs of going through the experience that Rob did in running for office that I assume all candidates go through, but being able to present them in a very intimate, direct way so that audiences could experience that along with him.
We mentioned that this is a 23-minute documentary, fairly short. What do you want people to take away from True Believer, Josh?
I think a few things. I mean, I want to say Rob said better than I did in many ways why we were interested in this story, I think, and what I would like people to take away and what his campaign was interested in, the story he was interested in telling. And that is that these things that we treat as monolithic are often not. And I think that's one of the problems that we have sort of in the way that we talk about politics and religion and a lot of major things in American life, as though there's sort of the red team and the blue team. It's black and white. It's one or the other. And you don't have to scratch too far beneath the surface to see that things are far more complex than that. There's a lot more nuance, and people do not easily fall into one of two categories. So that was a story that was really important to us, especially at this time when partisan divide, you know, seems so hard and brittle and sort of that there's no sort of give and take. But the other thing, you know, that was how difficult it is for somebody, an outsider to the process, someone without the backing of one of the major parties and without major financial support from large, you know, private donors or corporate donors to actually have a shot at winning office. And what does that say about our democracy, that it is so difficult for somebody to actually run for office who is outside of the process? So that's something that I really hope people take away from the film.
So, Rob Reyers, you were not able to get there yourself, but a lot of other people did, and Congress is different now. I mean, how do you feel about the composition of this body that you wanted to join and work to join?
We made some really good process. We made some really good steps in the process to have a Congress that is more representative of people rather than big corporations and party interests. You know, one of my partners on the brand new Congress slate was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who became a friend of mine through the course of our campaigns. We were sitting at a table next to each other when we filled out the paperwork to start our campaigns, and she's become a great friend. So every time I see her on the news, which is just about every day, my heart swells up with pride because, you know, we might have been in different parties, but I like to say we're in different parties, but we're on the same team trying to represent regular people and resist the corrupting influence of corporate money and resist the party establishments that just care about protecting themselves and actually trying to solve the biggest problems we face as a country for the people we ought to represent. So, you know, we're making good progress. I'm excited about 2020 and sending even more people to D.C. who are going to represent regular people.
Rob, just about 30 seconds left. Is there a sequel for you? Was one run for Congress enough?
Well, you know, it doesn't look like I'm going to run in 2020. I'm involved in a couple of endeavors. I'm working now with Brand New Congress to help support candidates around the country. I also work with a group called Vote Common Good, which is working to convince evangelical voters to vote differently than they have in the past. And it looks like 2020, I'm going to be focused on supporting others who are running rather than running for myself. But beyond that, who knows?
Rob Reyers ran for Congress in Northwest Arkansas in 2018 and didn't make it, but his effort is the focus of the short film True Believer. It's a 23-minute documentary running at the Ashland Independent Film Festival, which starts next week. As you heard, he's going to continue to work with Brand New Congress, the group that got him involved in the first place. Josh Gleason is the co-director of the film with Sarah Colt. Josh has been with us as well. Josh and Rob, thank you both for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you.